Like it's been the case all tournament. There is three behind the center forward. That is Mikel Oyarzabal with Lamine Yamal on the right. Dani Olmo starts in behind him. And of course, Alex Baena of Atletico Madrid playing on the left side of that attack. They're coming up against a Belgian team which has got Thibaut Courtois in post. Timothy Castagne, who plays for Fulham, is playing at right back. Nathan Ngoy of Lille is partnering Brandon Michel of Club Brugge in central defence. Maxime de Kuyper, who plays for Brighton and Hull Albion in the Premier League, is at left back. Hans Van Aken, Club Brugge, is starting tonight. Nicolas Raskin complete the double pivot in that midfield. Arsenal's Leandro Trossard plays on the left side of that attack. Kevin De Bruyne is just in behind the centre forward. He's 35 years of age and is playing in his fourth World Cup. And then, of course, you've got Jeremy Doku, who's playing out wide on that left side. Charles de Ketelaere, who scored twice as Belgium beat the United States of America, is starting in tonight's encounter for Belgium, who have started pretty strongly. We're looking for the very first attack in this one. Tonight, I'm joined by Joseph Ayinga-Walter to describe this game for you. Joseph, surprised by the decision not to start Pedri?
Yeah, obviously that comes as a huge indictment for Spain. I mean, losing a player like Pedri Gonzalez obviously is a huge miss for the Spanish side. But then you can't fault them that much because there's a lot of quality in that very setup for Luis de la Fuente. And I'm of very good optimistic that Spain are going to work themselves out and then get a win if it's what is destined for them. But then you can't overrule Belgium as well. They've also got a lot of quality in there. Rudy will be looking forward to having his team very, very resolute and also being able to match the counter-pressing and the beautiful possessive football the Spanish team will be looking to exert on them. Lamine Yamal obviously will be a player to look out for in this very fixture. And mind you, this very fixture is rare between the two teams in European football. Despite being European powers, their meetings have often come in high-stakes knockout matches, producing memorable moments such as Belgium's penalty shootout victory at the 1986 FIFA World Cup. So you are going to have a very good element of football from these two teams.
Spain having to do a bit of the attacking early on, and it's Belgium who have it now. Charles de Ketelaere, who plays for Atalanta, having joined him from AC Milan. Here they come forward on the left side. Jeremy Doku running at that defense, sets it back for his teammates, but that cutback from Maxime de Kuyper has been well read and cleared. That should be the first corner kick of the evening.
Yeah, that should be a very good corner kick opportunity for Spain. If that ball hadn't been cleared, Spain would obviously had their first goal, but then the Copa made sure that he cleared his lines, and it's a goal kick for Belgium.
The live commentary is proudly brought to you by Betano Azar Paints. UMB Bank, proudly serving Ghana with speed since 1972. Your official banking partner for the GFA and Ghana Black Stars. Pepsodent, do the two. Brush every morning and evening. Sigma Appliances, creates possibilities. Oka Deco, think home, think Orca. A life soap, feel fresh fortune spread. Yummy, delicious, always on point. Advanced Travels, feel life's beauty. Holy Insecticide Spray, enjoy a holy sleep. Electroland Ghana Limited, bring home happiness. Munches Chocolate Chip Cookies. Rexona, choose Rexona, choose protection that moves you.
Now, if you're listening from your homes, remember that these two teams have met 24 times. Spain have won 11, while Belgium have also won 6 and drawn 7 times. And it proves to be an historical match. I mean, the head-to-head obviously favors Spain in this very fixture.
It's Spain who have the ball on that left side. Alex Baena finds his teammates now. It's Marco Guerra. Cross comes in from deep, but it's been cleared by Belgium. It's a throw-in advantage, Spain. Fabian Ruiz, he finds Rodri. Spins away from his marker and releases his teammates. Pau Kubasi. Alex Baena switches play to the right side. Lamine Yamal is stationed, picks up the ball. He tries to play the give-and-go with his teammates, but the reverse pass is well read by Kuyper, who sent it out of play for a throw-in.
At the moment, Belgium are doing all defending, while Spain looks to exert a lot of attack and pressure on the Belgian defense.
Throw-in taken. Pedro Porro. Rodri. Chip over the top in search of Dani Olmo, but that pass was overhit and the ball has been cleared. Ball now in the Spanish half. Aymeric Laporta sets it forward. Dani Olmo, he finds Lamine Yamal with a couple of stepovers. Was looking to play that pass back into Dani Olmo, but it's been well read. Jeremy Doku, a beautiful play from him with a couple of stepovers. This time around, he beats two men. Was looking to get past the third. Attached too many. And he's lost possession, but Belgium have got it back. Now on the right side, Kuiper sent it back into his teammates. Castagna finds Ngoy. Ngoy finds Mekele. Switches to the left side. Kevin De Bruyne is stationed. He's captain of the team. Last time out, he was subbed off. In fact, he and Jeremy Doku were taken off in the substitutions that inspired Belgium's comeback against Senegal. The manager will hope that this time around, they will be able to finish the job while having his best players on the pitch. And if he's taking them off, it will be for preservation purposes. Pedro Porro was looking for Dani Olmo, but that pass was intercepted. Belgium have won it, only to give it away. Here comes Spain. Beautiful flick. Mikel Oyarzabal sent it back. Marco Correa. Oyarzabal. Fabian Ruiz finds Rodri. Clips it to the right side. It looks like that pass was overhit, but Lamine Yamal is able to bring it under control. Just not enough room there for him to take the ball into his stride after controlling it. And it's been cleared by Kuiper. Pedro Porro with a throw-in close to the corner flag. We're 6 minutes into the game. It's goalless between Spain and Belgium. Throw-in has been taken. Spain have possession. Aymeric Laporta. Laporte finds Kubasi. Back to Laporte. Gives away possession. And it's Ngoy who finds his teammates. Kuiper sends the ball back into his centre-back. Michele. Jeremy Doku was looking to spin away from Pedro Porro, but that ball came off the Spanish fullback and it's out for a throw-in.
Both teams are struggling or are now finding their momentum and feet and gradually growing. Belgium looks to be getting themselves into the right spaces at the moment. Jeremy Doku, likewise, getting himself, warming himself gradually into the game. Pedro Porro has got to be careful with how he tackles, else Doku might just get him fouled, get him out of the game.
And he may start with a booking if he is not able to check the nature of the tackles that he is committing. It's going to be a pretty feisty game, given the competitive nature of the two teams. Amadou Onana missing in action because he ruptured his anterior cruciate ligament. And so he's going to be out for almost half a year with that ACL injury. That means for the first 4 months at least, or the first 3 months of the Premier League season, Aston Villa will not be able to call upon him. And he is unavailable for Belgium tonight. And will be, should Belgium progress to the semi-finals of this World Cup. Alex Baena has the ball, but he's confronted and so he sends it back. Here comes Marco Correa. Fabian Ruiz releases Lamine Yamal and he's won a free kick. Michael Oliver has blown his whistle for a free kick. Against Belgium, you don't always see Lamine Yamal on that left flank.
Yeah, it looks like today De La Fuente has kind of relieved him of being static at one position.
Yeah.
You see him on the left and right tonight, which could be a real danger for the Belgian side. It's just one foul, and that proves why.
Free kick to Spain on the left side, close to the corner flag. You're live on Joe 99.7 FM and on Hits 103.9 FM. Free kick taken. A cannons of a white shirt. Fabian Ruiz to recycle possession. Here's a shot from Rodri, but he's been blocked early on. Cucurella with a header to keep it back in play. But Koipa is there and cleans up. Sends it forward for the counter break. Spling will clear the alliance. Here comes Belgium. Building from the back. The ball has been sent to Thibaut Courtois. Knows the Spanish team quite well. Goes up against them every week in La Liga. The Real Madrid goalkeeper. Belgium have the ball. But it's a foul. Pedro Porro. It looks like he's not listening to your advice.
Yeah, he's obviously going to have a very difficult day or difficult night from looking at the nature and the style in which Belgium are trying to play. It's going to be a problem for Pedro Porro because they're trying to overload the left side of the pitch, which obviously has Doim Doku, whom is of a very explosive and pacey kind of winger. So Porro has got a lot of work to do. But then we've got to credit the defense of Belgium, who have been very, very tidy and structured with how they defend.
This is the third World Cup match between Spain and Belgium, and the second at the quarterfinal stage. After Belgium won in 1986, they won on penalties after a 1-1 draw. I remember Spain also have won the previous game by 2-1. That was back in 1990. As far as quarterfinal appearances of quarterfinal matchups between Spain and Belgium are concerned, this is the second. Spain, as I've said, won the previous one back in 1990. That's some 36 years ago.
Yeah.
Here comes Spain. Paco Bassi finds Aymeric Laporte. Fabian Ruiz. Laporte is emerging from the back. Finds Alex Baena. Comes infield. It's Rodri, who's not tucked into the centre-back position, given Laporte's strain further up the pitch. Paco Bassi, here's a through ball into Alex Baena. Here's a shot from distance, but it has been blocked, and it goes out for a goal kick.
Brilliant defending from Mikeli. The level of awareness to time that defense from Baena. I mean, we need to give credit to Baena as well. His time wasn't really timed. His running wasn't timed, which got him in an offside position. But Ngoy did so well to block that ball. It would have been a problem for Courtois.
Well, they've given a goal kick. It looks like he was not offside, and the ball came off the arm of Mikele, but the referee's decision is that it's a goal kick. Here comes Belgium. Leandro Trossard whips in the cross, but it's a tame cross, and the goalkeeper gathers it. Unai Simon. Unai Simon gathers it for Spain, who come forward. They are unbeaten in their last 11 meetings with Belgium in all competitions. They've won 9 and drawn just 2. In fact, the last time Spain lost to Belgium was some 46 years ago. 46 years. That was a 2-1 defeat at the Euro 1980. In fact, Spain have won their last 5 games in a row against Belgium by a margin of 13-1.
That's an historical advantage, although many of the meetings have been closely contested.
Yeah. Spain still have possession. They have dominated this game, as many bookmakers had predicted. Dani Olmo finds Lamine Yamal, plays the first time ball into his centre forward Mikel Oyarzabal, but that has been intercepted. Here comes Kevin De Bruyne, releases Jeremy Doku. On that left side, he's confronted by two players, skips past the first, past the second as well. Jeremy Doku's coming forward, releases that ball into Charles Ketlara. De Ketlara is looking for the shots, and it's been blocked by Marco Correa. He does well to retain possession. Spain will clear for a throw-in. That was a good counter from Belgium.
A brilliant run from Jeremy Doku. I mean, Belgium looks to have been able to neutralize Lamine Yamal. He's not been able to. He appeared toothless in this very fixture, but Doku on the opposite end looks to be very, very sharp, causing trouble for Spain.
Here's Lamine Yamal, the man you spoke about. Does well to retain possession. Now he comes infield. This is where he can be dangerous. Plays a through ball, but brave defending from Vanaken to make sure he blocked that pass with his chest. Spain have the ball, and that counter-attack from Spain dies out. Here's Rodri. He's looking for options. Comes short into Fabian Ruiz. Baena. Alex Baena. Baena now plays that cross into Dani Olmo. Tries to swivel with that, but he took too many touches, and it's out for a goal kick.
A very good player when he finds himself in tight spaces. Dani Olmo could have done much better with that chance that fell to his plate, but then eventually squirrels it off to the opposition's goal, and it's a goal kick for Belgium. Impressive stuff there from Lamine Yamal, but then the end product wasn't that fulfilling.
You're live on Joy 99.7 FM and on Hits 103.9 FM. It's a quarter of an hour gone. It's still goalless between Spain and Belgium in this round of eight quarterfinal game. Here's Rodri, Spain's captain. Sends the ball wide to the left side. Pau Kubasi, a young player who has had to deal with a lot of responsibility rather early in his career. Starting centre back for FC Barcelona. Oh, that's a wonderful pass now. If only Baena can get to the ball. Unfortunately, that pass was overhit.
The idea was good, but the execution wasn't that best. Spain have got a lot of work to do because it looks like things haven't really fell into the right places for them. The players themselves would admit that.
It was an attempt to hit that diagonal and switch play at pace. Just not successful, but you could see what he wanted to do. Belgium have given away possession again. It's been one-way traffic tonight at the Sophie Stadium. They've lost possession now. Belgium come forward. Jeremy Doku finds De Ketelaere, takes the ball into his stride, plays it back to Jeremy Doku. Doku releases his teammates on the right side. Here's a cross to the back post. Foul. Maxim De Kuyper is adjudged to have fouled Pedro Porro in that process. But that was a good cross for him to attack. I'm not sure where the foul is. Or is it that the ball touched his arm?
Looks like a push from Maxi De Kuyper on Pedro Porro. But that was a bit light and soft, if you ask me.
Lamine Yamal was looking for Fabian Ruiz. Found him. Ruiz gets it from Marco Cucurella. Cucurella. Aymeric Laporte. Kubasi. Clips it over the top, but the pass was overhit and the goalkeeper saves it. There's not a lot of rhythm to Spain's possession. Pretty stale in the vital areas.
Yeah, it looks like the boys have got to really calm down and then relax and then take things slowly, because it looks like nothing seems to work for them in the very early hours. Less than 20 minutes played, and the team hasn't had themselves in what we know Spain to be.
Unai Simon sends the ball long. Dani Olmo takes it into his stride. Olmo skips past two players. He's got options to his right side. Finds one in Pedro Porro. Porro cuts it back in search of Lamine Yamal, who falls, but it's a foul. Lamine Yamal is adjudged to have fouled Mekele. Was a good run from Dani Olmo. Released Pedro Porro, who hit the cross first time, but Lamine Yamal was slipping and in a bid to stay on his feet, fouled Mekele.
Yeah, Dani Olmo is that player I like to describe as tight space merchant, because that run and then that skill to get him get over those that player, eventually laying off the ball to him, was quite brilliant for Dani Olmo, the Barcelona man.
Yes, Rodri for Spain. Approaching the 20th minute mark. That means we're moments away from the interval for the cooling break. Will Spain be able to test the goalkeeper and possibly get the opener? Rodri receives it from Alex Bynum. Sends the ball back. Pau Kubasi. Rodri does well to play that pass. Dani Olmo was the target. It was really uninteresting. Here's Lamine Yamal on the edge of the penalty area. Rushed his effort and it's out for a goal kick.
Brilliant effort from Lamine Yamal. The bend to get the back of the goalpost wasn't that much, so he eventually hits it wide over. But then you look at the Spanish team, it looks like the absence of Pedri Gonzalez obviously leaves a very huge void in their style of play. They seem not to be the Spain we all know them to be, because there's no Pedri, and it's a big problem if you ask me for Pedro Luis de la Fuente.
Here comes Belgium. Kevin De Bruyne with a through ball, but it's been well read and cleared by Pedro Porro. Was looking to just scoop it past the last line of defense, but it was well read. Here's Jeremy Doku. Doku shrugs off the challenge from his teammates at club level, only to give away possession.
I think Kevin De Bruyne could have done much better there in that situation, because Doku obviously was on the run and De Bruyne was in that good position to receive that ball, but eventually let it over. And that's a throw for Spain.
Spain have the ball. Mikel Oyarzabal leaves it for Lamine Yamal. He has been fouled, and so the referee will stop play so that Spain can restart the game. Rodri restarts the ball. I was surprised the referee did not signal for the cooling break. Dani Olmo, he gets the ball. He's got acres of space in front of him, and he comes short. Pedro Porro back to Dani Olmo, almost looking to play the give and go with Lamine Yamal. Yamal does well to keep the ball in play, but Belgium get there. Mekele finds Kevin De Bruyne. Jeremy Doku. Doku confronted by his marker. Now he comes infield. Sends the ball back for Belgium to regroup. And they've given the ball away again.
The slow pace of this game raises a lot of questions, because you have Spain and Belgium playing, and then the game looks very, very dim and sterile. Like, a lot of questions to ask. Lamine Yamal complaining, and that's not the kind of football you wish to or hope to watch.
Well, finally, we have that cooling break. So football's biggest tournament is on, and there's no better way to back your team on Betano. Sign up today. No delays as far as your payments or on your winnings are concerned across all networks. And so sign up today and claim a welcome bonus of up to 2,000 Ghana cedis on your first deposit to enjoy the World Cup. Simply create your Betano account, verify your details, make your first deposit, and make with bets. Remember that because it's betting, it's only for those who are 18 and above. Terms and conditions apply. Gamble responsibly. This ad has been vetted and approved by the Gaming Commission of Ghana. I just returned from the United States. Yesterday, my colleague Stan Okranting has been there and back. Fence has been there and back. It's the turn of Muftau. And these trips are heavily sponsored by Dancy Travels. They are sending us to the U.S. to cover the World Cup. Now, you know that Adanse Travels has been in this business for 13 years. So if you're planning a holiday, family vacation, or business trip, Adanse is your trusted partner offering visa support services, flight bookings, accommodation services, travel insurance, and carefully curated tour packages. So this August, they're giving you the opportunity to feel the joy with exciting travel packages to the UK, Singapore, Malaysia, Bali, Thailand, Nairobi, and Dubai with Adanse Travels. So to book your next travel experience, call us on 0595-500-817, 0595-500-817, or 0531-008-550, or 0531-008-550, or simply visit www.adansetravels.com. Adanse Travels, feel life's beauty. Now, if you're watching the World Cup, yeah, I've seen a lot of you have been talking. Just know that the device you watch the game with, the size of the screen and the quality of the images will determine the quality of game you watch. That one, I won't lie to you. And that's why you need to make sure that you get a big screen. Better yet, get a big screen and get it from Electroland and you'll be rewarded for it. Because if you buy any 50-inch or bigger TV, that's a Samsung TV or TCL or Nasco Smart TV from Electroland Ghana or any of your authorized dealers, you get a free DSTV decoder and 1 month free subscription. Yeah, that's the deal. When you buy any 50-inch or bigger Samsung TCL or Nasco Smart TV from Electroland Ghana or any authorized dealer, you get a free DSTV decoder and 1 month free subscription. So buy the TV and enjoy the World Cup live with all the goals, drama, and unforgettable moments absolutely free on DSTV. And wait, there's more. You'll also enjoy amazing discount plus a free Zappa decoder. So gather the family, invite your friends, and make sure that you enjoy the World Cup on a screen that fits the season. Call us on 050-315-9739. 050-315-9739. Or visit Electroland Ghana. Electroland Ghana, bring the World Cup home. We're back underway at the SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles, California. Remember that UMB, who are the official partners of the Ghana Football Association and the Black Stars, are encouraging you to open a UMB account today or reactivate your existing account and enjoy free data bundles and other awesome rewards. To get started with convenient and reliable banking, just visit any of our 35 branches across Ghana. Go to our website, www.myumbbank.com, or download the UMB Speed app from the Play Store or App Store and enjoy and open an account using your Ghana card in minutes. For more details, call us on our 24-hour contact center, 0302-633-988, or toll-free on 0800-100-880 for all networks. UMB, proudly backing Ghana since 1972. UMB, proudly serving Ghana with speed since 1972. Game is back underway. You're live on Joy 99.7 FM and on Hits 103.9 FM. 27 minutes gone. It's Spain who still have possession. Marco Correa galloping down the left side. He's confronted and so he sent it back. Fabian Ruiz is looking for options. He scans around and finds Rodri. Pau Cubarsí into Lamine Yamal, stationed on the right side. Lamine whips in the cross with a outside of his foot, but that was not accurate, and he's found the goalkeeper instead of his teammates. It's Belgium starting to attack. Fulham's Castagna sends the ball forward, but Pau Cubarsí gets there and sends it out of play for a throw-in. If you're looking for quality paints at affordable prices, then look no further than Azar Paints from Azar Chemical Industries. With Azar Paints, you're guaranteed quality you can trust, a wide range of vibrant colors, excellent coverage, durability, and prices that fit your budget. So whether you're painting your home or commercial property, Azar has the perfect solution for you. Visit Azar Chemical Industries today at plot number 88, Spintex Road, Manette, Accra. For inquiries, call us on 055-533-3888 or 055-533-3777. Azar, number one. Belgium have the ball. Leandro Trossard loses possession, but Vaneken is there, picks it up, only to give it straight to Spain, whose goalkeeper Unai Simon picks up possession to restart it. Pau Cubarsí releases Pedro Porro down the right side for Spain. Finds Lamine Yamal. Yamal has possession. Releases Pedro Porro again. Yes, Dani Olmo. Spain have got the opener. And it's Fabian Ruiz from the rebound. And Spain lead. 29 minutes gone.
An impressive and brilliant move from Spain to get that first goal of the match. I mean, Spain came off the break with a lot of enthusiasm and, I mean, a lot of pace compared to the half before the break. And it has paid off for them. That goal from that run and then move from Lamine Yamal to eventually find Pedro Porro was so, so brilliant. And the pass for Dani Olmo, which eventually shot it and then deflected to Fabian Ruiz, who eventually slotted it at the back of the net. Quite impressive from Spain. Taking the lead against Spain obviously means that Spain taking the lead against Belgium would mean that Belgium work themselves back into this game. And it's not going to be an easy task because you have the likes of Pedri on the bench. They've not even made their way back to the starting lineup. And that's going to be a huge task of Rudy Garcia, Belgium.
Spain have got an unsullied record against Belgium for 40 years. And they are well on course to preserving that. This is Spain's sixth World Cup quarterfinal in their history. Now, after being eliminated from each of the first four from 1934 to 2002, they won their last one against Paraguay by a goal to nil. That was some 16 years ago. And when they did, what followed? Fulfilling? They won it.
So this looks like a Spanish side, well-drilled, kept ready to make history. That is if they do the right things. Because you have some other super giants and powerhouses like France, all in red-hot form. This Spain team needs to do a lot of things right. Defend well, attack well, and it will pay out really well for them.
That goal that Belgium just scored, I know it's almost sacrilege to question the goalkeeping decision by Thibaut Courtois, but could he have parried the ball wider and not into a central spot? Because if he takes it wide, the ball most certainly goes out for a corner kick or the defenders are able to clear it. But because he parries it back into play, Fabian Ruiz scores.
That's plausible, but then you also need to consider the fact that the defenders were standing right in front of him and could be a shield or blockade, preventing Courtois from seeing the direction which the ball was coming. So we need to give credit to the goal scorer and also Courtois. At least he did well to parry the ball, but then the direction wasn't the best. So perhaps next time he needs to do well and then clear off his lines really well, or maybe communicate pretty well.
Alex Baena finds Fabian Ruiz, the goal scorer for Spain. Marco Corella takes off. The Real Madrid left back, soon to be teammate of Thibaut Courtois. Lamine Yamal, confronted by two players, gets into the penalty area. Does well to dribble his way through, finds Rodri, clips it into the penalty box, but he's been dealt with. Spain have the ball back. Pedro Porro. Cubarsí. Lamine Yamal. Oh, what a touch from Lamine Yamal. And he's gone down and won a free kick on the edge of the penalty area.
The wonder kid gradually growing himself into the game. Lamine Yamal doing what he's best known for doing. Commenting the defense of the opposition and also creating chances. And that's what he's just done.
And it's Jeremy Doku who went to foul him.
Spain, we're looking forward to adding another goal to their tally. They have good players who can convert from that very spot. Rodri, Fabian Ruiz, Oyarzabal, all these players are capable of scoring from that very juncture.
It's a free kick. Surprised Lamine Yamal isn't fancying this.
He himself admits it's a skill he hasn't perfected yet.
Well, they've left it for him. It's going to be Lamine Yamal, and it's been saved. Oh, what an effort that was from Lamine Yamal. But Thibaut Courtois producing a point-blank save from Lamine Yamal's free kick.
A good attempt from Lamine Yamal. That free kick was everything good and perfect. But you need to credit the brilliance of Thibaut Courtois, who still has got it, making sure that he denies Spain of getting another goal. And Belgium still in the game.
Belgium are still alive for now. Yes, Fabian Ruiz releases Dani Olmo, who runs into the referee.
Quite disappointing from that. What we've just seen, Michael Oliver clouding into Dani Olmo. A clear point opportunity for him to fire a shot, but then it kind of clashed.
So he apologizes to him, but damage has been done. So it's going to be a drop ball for Spain to get the ball back into their own half. Referees explained it to Dani Olmo. The Belgian subs are warming up. We've got 10 minutes plus additional time remaining. So we're likely to do about 4 minutes. These days, because of the 2 minutes of cooling break, you know you're guaranteed 2 minutes of additional time.
Yeah.
And so the stoppage time is always a hefty chunk. Alex Baena did very well to bring the ball down, but how he did it is what renders the shots that followed inconsequential, because he brought the ball down with his arm and the whistle is going against him. Is that Brad Pitt?
Yeah, it looks like.
Yeah. Well, the game is happening in Hollywood, so it should not be surprising that you see one of those Hollywood stars in the stadium in California. Los Angeles. Long ball forward. It's Spain who have it now. Dani Olmo was looking to release Lamine Yamal, but that pass was poor and it's been won by Belgium. Bekele finds Thibaut Courtois, who sends it long. Kevin De Bruyne is a target, but Dani Olmo picks it up for Spain. He finds Rodri. Rodri turns away from one man, does well to hold off another. Kubasi, Laporte, Marco Correa, Alex Baena. This could be dangerous for Belgium. Beautiful play from Spain. Dani Olmo. Oh, what a pass. It has been intercepted. It's Belgium's turn to attack now. But Charles Ekedlara loses possession. Cucurella picks it up. But what an intricate sequence of passing from Spain.
Yeah, good piece of play from Spain. Channeling in their tiki-taka football made in Spain. And that's what we're seeing tonight. That pass, if Oyarzabal had released it earlier on, Olmo would have had a good touch on it and eventually found the back of the net. But the defense of Belgium remained resolute and eventually cleared their lines. Quite an impressive style of play and piece of play.
Interpositional play, you mean?
Yeah.
Now, in football, if you don't reach the World Cup without... If you don't reach the World Cup, it's most likely you weren't disciplined enough. You know, you don't reach the World Cup without discipline. And when it comes to your smile, the rules are the same. You need the discipline of brushing your teeth morning and evening. But more importantly, doing it with Pepsodent. Pepsodent is bringing you limited edition World Cup toothpaste to ensure that you are able to brush your teeth morning and evening. Because we understand every meal is a snack. every meal is a snack attack, especially with the World Cup games at dawn and at midnight. We know that, Charlie, especially with the Argentina-Serbia game that's happening. You can't tell me that you people, you will not be having some chicken wings or some chips, you know, even as you watch the game. We understand. And that's why we're saying that while you watch the games, make sure you've got the excellent defense of Pepsodent that you're using to brush your teeth twice a day. So choose your breath for the all-day confidence, antibacterial to fight germs, or all plaque removal for a cleaner, stronger smell. Get a Pepsodent World Cup Limited Edition today, available at supermarkets and shops nationwide. This World Cup, remember, Pepsodent says, when it comes to your oral health, fun World Cup. Belgium come forward as they look to finish the first half strongly. They've not really been able to sustain any attacks. Jeremy Doku, this is promising for them, but it's been cleared. Leandro Trossard releases his teammates down the right side. It's a cross into the penalty area, but it's been dealt with again. Kevin De Bruyne. Here's a cross into the back post, and Belgium are level. Charles de Cadlara peeling off the centre-backs, heads it on for the leveller. And just like that, Belgium draw level with their first real attack.
A very good header from Charles de Cadlara. Scored twice against USA, and tonight he's found the back of the net again. Charles, very good player for Atalanta. I remember he did so quite well in the UEFA Champions League, and now he's replicating that form. Even though he's not had a lot of game time for his club side, he's managed to get good number of chances and moments for this Belgium team in the World Cup. Remember, Belgium have also won the game and matches, most of their matches from bench. So Rudy Garcia will be looking forward to effect and unleash the likes of.
He's got options indeed on the bench. Romelu Lukaku is one of those. Axel Witsel is on the bench. Pendes Lukubakiu, for example, who came on against Senegal, is on the bench. So there is no shortage of attacking talent, not least Moreira, who also came off the bench in that game against Belgium, who have now tied this game. If you just join us, it's Spain 1, Belgium 1. Fabian Ruiz opened the scoring for Spain just after the cooling break. But it is Belgium who have now restored parity through Charles de Cadlara. 1-1. You're live on Joy 99.7 FM and on Hits 103.9 FM. Three minutes remaining on the clock before the first half whistle goes. It's Belgium who have restored parity here through Charles de Cadlara. If you're looking for a soap that keeps you fresh, confident and protected, choose Alive Soap. It is enriched with essential oils and natural ingredients. It gently cares for your skin, fights germs and leaves you soft and nourished for after every bath. It's available in rose, lemon, coconut, aloe vera, antibacterial and Medicare variants. It's affordable and long-lasting and available in convenient sizes to suit every budget. Alive Soap, feel fresh, feel alive. Paco Basset will complain to the referee, but he brought down Kevin De Bruyne. Come on. Unless you want to wear the same pants as the man, you cannot be pulling his pants in that manner.
An intelligent defender, if you ask me, Paco Kubasi, he knew the danger that was ahead of him. He knew the danger he had caused by losing that ball. So the only way and the only thing that could solve that was to bring down his man. That's Kevin De Bruyne.
He's been shown a yellow card the first of the evening. Here's Kevin De Bruyne. Here's a goal scorer, Charles de Cadlara. Checks back and waits for reinforcements. He goes short into Kevin De Bruyne. Even as they look to go one better and find the winner, they conceded first, but have responded. This time they are the ones doing the attacking. Good spell of play from Belgium. It has to be said for Foden, because they have just kept the ball for longer than they usually do in this half.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like that goal has kind of rejigged their performance in this very second half after the hydration break. The goal looks to have motivated them to come get themselves back into the game. They are capable of doing what they can.
It's a free kick against Belgium, this time for a series of fouls. The referee calls back the play for the last one. De Kuyper brought down or held back Lamine Yamal. And so it's a free kick. Here comes Lamine Yamal. Almost in traffic on the right side. He has the ball with two players confronting him. Finally, he lets go of it. Alex Baena looking to go shots into Pedro Porro. Finds Lamine Yamal now. Lamine Yamal. He's got two players to contend with. Go shots. Pedro Porro. Alex Baena. Porro. Speculative efforts. It's out for a goal kick.
Porro doing well to kind of test his goal scoring and shooting ability. But that wasn't the best of shooting from Porro. Spain kind of struggling to, thread two, three passes together. That's very unusual of them. The goal looks to unsettle them a bit.
Yes, as I said, it's a hefty chunk of stoppage time. We're doing 5 minutes is what the referee has signaled. Here comes Pedri. Rodri, I beg your pardon. Pedri is on the bench. He's been dropped for this one as the manager has gone for a 4-2-3-1. Double pivot of Fabian Ruiz and Rodri. The midfield base has no room for a third player. But the three are behind the centre forward Oyarzabal. So Lamine Yamal is on the right side. Dani Olmo in behind him. And Alex Baena has been favoured on the left side in a 4-2-3-1. Flat attack. It's produced a goal so far, but not much else. Spain have got their first corner kick of the evening, I believe, here at the Sophie Stadium. Corner kick. It's to the near post, headed away by Kevin De Bruyne, and it'll be another corner kick, this time from the same spot, I have to say, for Spain. Baena whips in the cross. It's been flicked on. Rodri now, can he? Yes, he does. Finds Fabian Ruiz, but his shot has been blocked. Here comes the Cutler. Has a chance on the counter break for Belgium. Plays a through ball, but has been intercepted. Dani Olmo comes forward with the ball. Olmo now for Spain. Looking to break down the left side. He's got two options. He finds Alex Baena. Baena has it. Shapes up for the shot. He checks back. Belgium have recovered. Lamine Yamal finds Alex Baena. Baena with a cross to the back post. Should have watched before crossing.
Yeah, not quite impressive from Alex Baena. Despite doing all things right, that cross was never the best of crosses because there was no one literally there to get a hand or a leg on it, and that's not the best for Spain.
Midway through the 5 minutes of stoppage time, it's still Spain 1, Belgium 1. The game is yet to come alive. We've seen two goals, but it feels like there's not a lot to be entertained about in the match.
Yes, because it's between two European sides, and it looks like there's some form of familiarity. So the intensity level is kind of dropped, and that's not what you expect to watch in this very quarterfinal of the World Cup, given how crucial it is for both sides. Not the best of performance you'd expect from these two teams. With the quality they both possess, it's not the best at all.
Pedri sitting down. No long ago, he used to be on the books of Las Palmas before Barcelona saw the talent and went for him. Sitting on the turf for tonight, he has to watch and observe. Might possibly get called upon, and for his sake and for Spain's sake, they would hope that at that point it would only be as a measure of consolation, not as an act of desperation to rescue the game. Kevin De Bruyne. Trossard. De Bruyne releases Jeremy Doku. Doku down the left side, gets into the penalty area. Doku skips past his marker, tries to confront the second. Doku now, that cross is poor. That cross was poor. Is out for a goal kick. Castagna has got a bleeding nose.
Yeah. I don't know what resulted to that. Perhaps the replay could bring that.
Spain have conceded a free kick. Mikel Oyarzabal. Apart from those cute passes to combine with his teammates, he really hasn't been a threat on his own.
Yeah, but yet Luis de la Fuente favors Oyarzabal ahead of the other strikers in the Spanish setup. Ferran Torres, for some reasons, hasn't been that man to man or lead the attack of Spain, always coming off the bench. And it's worked out pretty well for Luis de la Fuente.
Well, the first half has ended. Two goals, and yet it still feels as though there is a lot more we could have had by way of entertainment. And we'll bring you the second half in a bit. But if you're looking for a delicious and affordable spread for the family, Fortune Spread is a perfect choice for you. It is smooth, it is creamy, and proudly made in Ghana. It pairs well with bread, crackers, pancakes, and more. And it's available in 12 grams, 250, 450, and 900 gram packs at shops near you. So if you're a shop holder, if you sell bread, if you're a tea seller, stock Fortune Spread today and keep your customers coming back for more. It's yummy, it's delicious, and it's always on point. We'll go for a quick break. When we return, we'll bring you the second half commentary of Spain versus Belgium. At the break, it's Spain 1, Belgium 1.
Teeth FANU World Cup. Brush them twice daily with Pepsodent, now in limited edition packs. This advert is FDA approved.
Ghana, the wait is over. Betano has landed. The world-class betting platform trusted by millions is here, bringing you the best in sports betting and gaming. Start strong with a welcome bonus up to 2,000 Ghana cedis. Boost your accumulators with AkaBoost. Cash out instantly with zero waiting time and discover exciting crash games like Aviator. Register today at betano.com.gh. This advert has been vetted and approved by the Gaming Commission of Ghana. Gaming can be addictive, not for persons below 18 years.
World Cup fever is here! And Universal Merchant Bank, the official banking partner of the GFA and the Ghana Black Stars, is proudly backing the dreams of all Ghanaians with seamless banking services and opportunities. This World Cup season, as the Ghana Black Stars chase glory, you can win with UMB. Open a new UMB account or reactivate your existing account today to enjoy free data bundles and other awesome rewards. To get started with convenient and reliable banking, visit any of our 35 branches across Ghana. Go to our website, myumbbank.com, or download the UMB Speed app from the Play Store or App Store and open an account using your Ghana card in minutes. For more details, call our 24-hour contact center at 0302-633-988 or toll-free at 0800-100-880 for all networks. UMB, proudly serving Ghana with speed since 1972.
World Cup season, footballers make can tell you. Electroland Ghana Limited, they bring the stadium come your house. Buy any 50-inch and above Samsung, TCL or Nasco Smart TV and get a free DSTV decoder plus 1 month free subscription. World Cup live at your doorstep. Plus whooping discounts and a free Zappa decoder. Electroland, Electroland, bring the World Cup home. Electroland, Electroland, you can't watch it alone. Rush to any Electroland showroom across Ghana or your nearest dealer store now. Call 050-315-7939 or visit www.electrolandga.com. T's and C's apply. It's a goal!
Rise and shine, it's another day to stay on point. Toast to spread, it's still on point. Watch it spread, it's all day long. Still on point, yes, it's still on point.
It's still on point.
Watch it spread,
it's still on point.
For your bread,
it's still on point.
For your toast,
it's still on point.
It's yummy, delicious.
It's still on point.
Spread, delicious, creamy, and always on point. This advert is FDA approved.
There comes a time in every young guy's life when something changes. The girls in your class, they're not as loud as you thought, and not as annoying either. Their voices sound different now, almost nice, and somehow you actually enjoy spending time with them. Luckily, some things make it easier. Start the moments that matter with Munchy Chocolate Chip Cookies and experience the unmistakable crunch of chocolatey joy.
Munchy!
This advert is FDA approved.
Ajay! Couldn't sleep at night. Mosquitoes will be whining, whining my ears. Bugging me all night long. Till I got a remedy. Now I'll be spraying them away. With hope. Spray them away with holy insecticide spray. When I sleep, I make with holy insecticide spray.
Holy mosquito quell, holy multi-purpose insecticide spray. That na crum crum. For bulk purchase, call 0302-681582. This advert is FDA approved.
Horizon and Sigma Appliances is cheering them on. Go Ghana! Go Blasters! This World Cup season, experience every goal in stunning detail on Sigma TVs and soundbars. From air conditioners, fridges and freezers to TVs, washing machines and small appliances, Sigma has them all. Watch out for amazing discounts for all dealers. Find Sigma products at your nearest home appliance shop. Visit PlatinumImpex.net. Sigma Appliances, create possibilities.
Shakira, we are ready.
We are ready.
We are ready.
We are ready.
We're ready.
We're ready.
We are ready.
We are ready.
We are ready.
We are ready.
We're ready.
We are ready.
We are ready too.
Strong,
I got ego, darling.
tears and the pain.
You've been there through it all, been through it all, just do it again. Now you got to believe,
I believe,
cause you know what it takes to believe.